I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hola.
Sarah's upset about what went down in the movie game.
It's very rare for Sarah to be the one throwing a tantrum on this show.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's play the podcast. Let's play the show. And then when we come back, do we have another movie game?
No, we said that
game?
On air.
Oh, I thought you were just lying.
No, you won today. I can grant that. I didn't know we could guess 17 times, though.
What the heck would that lie have been about? We've only got three, not four.
I read an article the other day about the three components every radio show needs.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you about it after the
radio. Oh, no. All right, there we go. Here's today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I got a fine yesterday, Sarah. Makes me so angry.
Didn't change your license plate
with the parking meter. This is the thing. I paid for the parking spot, but I just paid for it using my car park app thingy, and the wrong number plate was inputted.
Can you do something about that?
Well, yes, I've already. I fought a similar fine about a year and a half ago, and they waived it. So I'm going back in.
Well, look, I think you've got a good chance of getting off that fine, but I've got a story about a lady who's been fighting fined for 10 years.
What?
A Canadian lady was fined because she didn't hold on to the handrail on an escalator.
What?
That's a thing in Canada?
Yes, it is. So a policeman saw her not holding on, pointed to the caution sign that said you should hold on, fined her $100 on the spot, then fined her another $300 because she didn't want to identify herself. Then it escalated and she ended up being handcuffed for 30 minutes. And so she's taken it to court saying, I didn't need to hold on to the handrail.
But if it's a law.
Well, no, it was just a caution. So anyway, it's now in the Supreme Court in Canada. Are you prepared to take your car park fight to the Supreme Court, Lise?
Yes, I am. Take a leaf out
of Canadian Bella's book.
Yes, I am prepared to do it. I mean, when you've paid for something, in my case, I've paid for it, Sarah.
Look, I stand with you. I will be a character reference for you. I'll come and visit you in prison.
I don't think I could be a character reference.
Scott?
No, I love you, Lise, but they'd be like, is there any behaviour that leads to this? I'd be like, she steals from buffets. She takes a bag to buffets and fills the bag with food.
I do not fill the bag. I merely use it as a prop. Guys, it's no secret that over the holidays, I vacationed in Fiji.
Did you? I didn't know that, Scott. Did you know she went to Fiji?
Guys, I'm going to milk it. I'm going to milk it for many weeks to come, so get comfortable with it. I have another tale for you. And this tale from Fiji involves my husband, Dane.
Okay.
Now, we did something that he and I have never done as a couple before.
Ooh.
Okay. It wasn't holding hands. I mean, who even are people who hold hands 10 years into a marriage?
They're newly dating. Come on, get over it. Drop the digits.
So we booked in for a couple's massage at the resort spa.
Are you kidding?
I'm not even kidding.
I have met your husband. What did you have to do to convince him to get a couple's massage in the spa?
I think it was an extension of my birthday, which was only a few days prior to departure.
Okay.
And I think he felt like this will be a nice thing for us to do together. And he was all gung-ho about it.
Yeah.
So I thought, and the spa at this particular resort is almost like a must-do. You can't be at this resort and not go up to the spa. Mm. It has a beautiful 360 view of the ocean. It's amazing. It's not a 360 view because that would mean you'd be on a lighthouse.
I think you mean 180.
A 180 view. Anyway, so up we trot to the spa. Now, Dane is a big man. I'll paint you a picture. He's 6'4". He's just shy of 120 kegs, okay? He's not petite. So he felt uncomfortable in this environment to start with. They served us a beautiful platter of tropical fruits. He didn't touch any of it. I don't know why. He thinks it's too fancy for him. But I was like, they're like just downing the papaya like it was going out of fashion. Then they called us through, Mr. and Mrs. Carlaw, please come through. Mr. Dane, please go into the men's change room. There you will find a robe and some slippers. Mrs. Carlaw, please do the same in your change room.
Oh, wow.
So we parted ways and I said, I'll meet you back at the spa lobby, which is what we were instructed to do. So I make my way back for more papaya at the lobby and Dane's nowhere in sight, okay? I've got my disposable paper undies on, I've got my robe on, I've got my Velcro slippers, and there I am waiting for my husband. Nobody. And I was like, what the hell's happened in that male change room? What is going on? He didn't have the papaya, so I know nothing's happened with the bowels.
Were you thinking he's freaked out? He's decided not to be touched by a stranger and he's gone back to the hotel room to watch the kids play with palm fronds on the beach.
Mildly panicked, I continue waiting, and then he finally bursts through the spa lobby doors with a look of embarrassment on his face, I suppose, and I said, what happened? And he said, well, I found the robe that they'd set aside for me, but he said, I put my arms through and the sleeves were like a tiny little T-shirt sleeve and he couldn't, he said, there was no way to fasten the robe. He said it was hanging off me like Thor.
It was like the Hulk after he breaks out of his civilian clothes.
He said the robe didn't close. He was exposed in his paper undies.
No one wants to see the ghoulies before a massage.
And the Velcro slippers couldn't even fit his feet. And I said, but they're Velcro. They're adjustable. And he said, no. Even at the widest point.
I mean, is everyone out there imagining Lise's husband is Shrek?
So he walked through. He ended up having to find one of the attendants and they took one look at him and they said, bring out the extra large robe. They have one of those. They gave him that and he had to walk around the spa with no Velcro slippers, no slipper big enough.
Did you guys think it was hilarious? Like, was he laughing?
I thought it was the best, yes.
Because could you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, if that was you, and they're like, bring out the extra large robe. You'd be like, oh, day ruined. Whereas you two are just like, jolly good. Oh, bigger terry toweling.
Oh, he was a good sport.
Were you relaxed?
Very.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lise and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes. We haven't done this in a while.
I know.
Triggered is a safe place for you to unleash those little things that irritate you no end, that just make you unnecessarily angry because they're so minute.
That's right. They get you goat. Like Sarah, the mosquito who decided to bite me on the knuckle crease of my pinky finger. Is there any worse place other than perhaps your pinky toe? There are no worse places to be bitten by a mozzie.
I feel your pain. Let's have a listen to some past triggers.
Sorry, my computer's... hold on, this should work
honestly,
now.
I mean, honestly.
What about triggered?
I mean, just Scott McDonald just, triggered. Have you got that button?
Hold on.
When people get up from tables and don't push their chairs in.
Triggered.
So I'm a truck driver, and one thing I really hate is when you're indicating to merge left or right and the car beside you speeds up.
Triggered.
When you're driving along the highway doing the speed limit, someone is tailgating you. All of a sudden, they decide to overtake you, get in front of you, then they slow down below the speed limit.
Triggered.
I work in retail. You put the hand out for the customer's money, and then they put the damn money on the counter.
Triggered.
So, guys, 13, 10, 60. We're turning it over to you. We want to hear the little things that get you goat. Sarah, do you want to lead us in before we take to callers?
All right. When you're happily chewing away on a piece of gum and someone says to you, have you got a piece of gum? No, Scab. You can buy your own. They cost a dollar at the servo. I'm not sharing my gum.
We're
don't you think?
Sharing it.
Wow.
Yes. It's like...
Sarah doesn't share anything ever.
No, I
ever.
Don't
like we
not food related. Well, that's because Lee's is like an ibis, and we'll be at lunch, and she'll be like, "Do you want the rest of that sandwich?" But yeah, I do want the rest of that sandwich.
No, but sometimes, like, you know, if we go out for brekkie and they're serving four slices of Vegemite toast, like, why don't we just
that's
go
mine.
Halves on that?
No, that's
nobody
my
needs
toast.
That much bread.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah,
that's annoying.
Yeah, yes, I do. Vegemite toast is life. Anyway, this is getting me triggered. 131060, what has triggered you lately? Chelsea, what's happened?
When anyone in my family puts a soft drink in the fridge and there's only a tiny bit left, not even enough for a glass.
Oh, Chelsea. And you know that tiny bit has been backwashed no end.
Yeah, it's basically saliva.
Exactly. It's got the DNA of every one of your family members in it.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chels. Hey, Elias, we've missed you.
Good morning. Missed you too. Happy birthday, Lee.
Thank you, Elias. Thank you so much. What's triggered you?
Oh, when going through the drive-thru and the person behind the counter, the window puts their grubby little fingers on your straw and then puts your straw in the cup and then you have nowhere to put your mouth other than on where they put the, you know, their fingers on the straw.
Triggered. This is blowing my mind, Elias. I've never even contemplated that. I've never watched them do that.
I went to a fish and chip shop recently, and I'll never go back there again because of the way they handled my plastic cutlery. So I am with you, Elias. If somebody is putting their greasy mitts over the area that has to go into
But how are you supposed
gobs?
To grab the straw?
In the middle, not over the hole.
They should be individually wrapped like they are overseas, but I've come up with the solution.
Okay.
While they're still holding my cup, I reach down to my little pocket in the car and I grab a pair of scissors and then I just cut the end off while I'm staring at them.
No.
And then, yes.
I wonder if your wife is calling through right now saying, my husband, he carries a pair of scissors in the car so he can cut off the end of the straw at the drive-thru.
I trigger my family on a daily basis.
I bet you do. I mean, we love you, but I do see how that could happen, Elias.
Movie.
Okay, the score is Sarah in the lead with 2 points. I'm trailing with 1 point. This is the game where Scotty is going to play us an elusive scene, an inconsequential scene from a very famous movie. We need to figure out what movie it is. It sounds simple, but it really is very challenging.
It is tricky.
Okay. Well then, first one to jump in with the correct answer of what scene this movie is. Or what movie this scene is from. You know what? Who cares? Here it is. This is actually the second highest grossing film of all time. This
movie. It sounds like a tsunami is coming.
Shh.
I can hear.
Shush!
A 90s movie.
Shut up, guys.
I see you had that undertaker of a manservant follow me. How typical.
Set in 1912.
Behave like that again, Rose. Do you understand?
Sarah, Titanic. Oh my God, you two blabbermouths. Keep your pipes shut.
It's Titanic, not Casablanca, ladies.
I was going to say Deep Impact.
But thank you. The moment he said Rose, did it give away that it was Titanic, ladies?
Not
just
particularly.
Yeah,
I mean, he said 1912 for Casablanca. Okay, mate.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Movie number two, the first person to guess the scene. Here we go.
Anybody want a soda or something? I'm going
also from the 90s.
You know, I get somebody something because I had all these sweets and I think I'm going to get something salty. I thought maybe some root beer. I finished.
Already four sequels. Another one coming though.
I was going to debug. So I did.
Toy Story.
Told me that, so I debugged the phone.
Toy Story.
I thought maybe you should tell you that the system is going to be compiling for 18 to 20 minutes. So some of the
Sam Neill plays
on Jurassic Park. Yes.
Hang on. How many guesses does she get?
I don't know. Have she we just talked about four. Limited guesses?
No, that's just the way the game works.
I mean, maybe if you guys had a really been going at it, if you had been sitting there with your head in your hands like this was the
you
worst day of your life.
You talk so much. I can't hear any of the dialogue.
I won that one. So that's one
apiece.
Tie.
Yeah, so this is it. This one's the tiebreaker.
Okay.
And if you don't, if neither of you get this, then we pack up and go home because we haven't got a fourth one. For the win, what movie is this scene from? Savior. 80s movie this time.
God, I know this.
Me too.
Little Rascals. Let's
get out of here. No. What era?
80s.
Captain Hook.
This was actually the film debut of Drew Barrymore.
E.T.
Oh.
E.T.
Yes. How many guesses did we get?
It is
How
two.
Many? It's not fair to have three headphones.
It is
drop.
Fair because I know a lot of movies.
Three or four guesses.
Remember, this game doesn't have the rules that our other games
well,
have,
Well, you're
Sarah.
Making up the rules as we go along.
I'm not. The producers told us that
Where
last
is the producer?
Week.
He's wandered off. How many guesses do we get?
Lots. It's just jump in. That's why they don't give us buzzers, because we can just jump in at will. And
well,
I have a lot of will.
Now it's tied, and next week, that's it. I'm reclaiming.
Were you even born in the 80s?
Yeah, I was.
Do you even know dinosaurs? Sam Neill?
What do you mean, do I know dinosaurs?
Jurassic Park was the first one. The second one, Sarah. She doesn't watch movies with big animals in it.
Oh, really?
No. She doesn't do Jaws. She doesn't do Godzilla. She doesn't do Jurassic Park.
That's true.
Lassie.
It's an Achilles heel as far as my movies sound.
She might have been a small dog, but she had a big heart.
That's right.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That was today's show.
All right. So there's a theory. Now, there is a little bit of swearing in this bit. So if you've got kids in the car, just be warned. So an article on Radio Today by someone said.
What is Radio Today?
Only Radio Today. Just, I don't know, some industry website.
Okay.
And it said that the successful components of good shows always have a dick. A dork and a deer.
Oh, let's name them. I'm the deer, obviously.
I'm the dork,
a deer
obviously.
As in like doe a deer
no, as in
or
like
a darling.
Sweet one. A darling.
A deer. Yeah. Okay.
So that's me.
I'm clearly the dork, which means Lise, you're the dick.
I'll be the dick. I'll gladly be the phallus of this show, you
no,
assholes.
No, it means it's not the phallus at all. It's the person who kind of says outrageous comments or the ones that
don't.
The person who says frank things that outrages or elicits a reaction from other people. The person who says things that others are thinking.
I don't feel we have a dick in this show.
Oh, I think Scott and I know we do.
I think the person who says we don't have one is.
I don't feel I ever say anything outrageous.
What? Have you ever listened to this show?
What, that I steal from a buffet? God, strike me down.
No, but it's minutiae level of dickiness, but it's there.
You do take a whole bag
Sarah,
full of food.
Sarah, you can
from
be a real dick sometimes too. And Scott, you have a dick, so whatever, up yours, all of you.
There it is.
That's
the deer,
why.
The dork and the dick.
Let's just rename the show, though.
Dear Dog Dick.
D cubed. Is that three or is that four cubed? What's three? Yeah. What's to the power of three? To the power of three? Yeah, I know, but what's it called?
Three times?
No, there's
cubed.
If we could change our Instagram handle to the Triple D Show, I reckon we'd go through the roof.
The D's. People like, yeah, let's listen to the D's.
Sounds right. Very similar to the, yeah.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Have
bye.
A good Anzac Day.
Okay. Thank bye, dear.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.